searching for happiness. This the way to go. You say you want peace. This the way to go. If you trying to see Jesus, this the way to go. We all wanna live. This the way to go.
The show.
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 You are now listening to the Way to Go Youth Podcast with Pastor Jerome Baker. This podcast is an outreach of a Place of Refuge Church located in Carrollton, Georgia, where the pastor is Bishop Barry Walker. Our vision is to help youth and young adults to be productive in every aspect of life according to God's Word. Now, let's receive Pastor Baker with today's message. You are listening to The Way to Go.
And I'm reading from the New King James Version. And we're going to look at one verse of Scripture on this morning. And here's the reading of God's Word. But I, Psalm 13 and 5, one verse. But I have trusted in your mercy. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. Again, but I have trusted in your mercy. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I'm going to deal with the first part of Psalm 13 and 5, where the psalmist says that he is trusted in the Lord's mercy. And likewise, when it comes to trusting God, we should also trust in his mercy. And so with that being said, my topic this morning, trust the Lord's mercy. Trust the Lord's mercy. One thing I think that is very important for our young people to know and understand, when it comes to our God, he is omniscient. Again, our God is omniscient. Omniscient simply means that our God sees everything. He knows everything. And nothing is hidden from him, and nothing is unsolvable for him. We serve an omniscient God. His eyes are in every place. He beholds the good and the evil that we all do. He knows everything. His knowledge is infinite. In fact, he is the owner of knowledge, as our bishop likes to say. But I want you to notice how Mark talks about how omniscient our God or our God is when you consider Mark 10 and 27. Mark 10, 27 reads, "But Jesus looked at them and said, with men it is impossible, but not with God, for with God all things are possible." When you serve an omniscient God, anything is possible. He told one woman in Scripture, "Is there anything too hard for God?" Another writer said he can do anything save fail. Our God is sovereign. No matter what you find yourself wrapped up, tied up, or tangled in, our God can help you out of trouble. For the Bible teaches that whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Now understand, even though our God is omniscient, our God gives us the opportunity to make choices. Even though he is sovereign, even though he is all powerful, he has made man with the ability to make choices. I want you to notice how Deuteronomy 13 and 20 breaks it down. Deuteronomy 13 and 20. "I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life that both you and your descendants may live. Isn't it amazing how God will give us a choice on what we can choose? And depending on the outcome of what we choose will be the result of what happens to us. He said, look, I'm going to give you the opportunity to choose life or death. I'm going to give you the opportunity to choose blessing or cursing. I'm going to give you the opportunity, basically, to choose heaven, if I can say, or hell. God is sovereign, but he gives us a choice. And see, we need to always remember that the devil can't make us do anything. God can't make us do anything. He gives us a choice. And I love what the writer says. He encourages us, look, make sure you choose the right thing. Make sure you choose what's going to cause you to live. Make sure you choose what's going to cause you to be productive in every aspect of life. Doesn't matter what your friends are doing, you make the right choice. Doesn't matter what's popular in society, you and I have to make the right choice. And I believe the right choice always lines up with the written and the revealed word of God. Now, in our text, back in Psalm 13 and 5, the psalmist has made his own choice to trust the Lord. That's right. He said, I have. He has made his own choice. Regardless of what other people do, he is going to trust the Lord. And I feel the same way. Somewhat like Joseph said, or Joshua said, I believe it's in Joshua 24. We have to choose this day. We have to make our own choice what we're going to do. And like the psalmist, I choose to trust the Lord. When it comes to trust, we need to make sure we understand, as the people of God, we're talking about relying on God, having faith in God, having confidence in God. When it comes to trusting the Lord, again, I'm having faith, reliance, or confidence in God. When I trust the Lord, again, I'm having faith, reliance, or confidence in God. And so to break it down, let's look at what the Bible says, just a few verses on what it means to have faith in the Lord, or what faith is. Let's look again at what the Bible teaches what faith is. Let's go, first of all, to Romans 1 and 17. Romans 1, 17. And I'm primarily concerned with the last part of the verse of Romans 1, 17. Notice he says, the just shall live by faith. Again, the just shall live by faith. When I trust God or have faith in God, that is what I'm supposed to do as a just person. Faith is what the just live by. Tell yourself that. Say, faith is what the just live by. I'm supposed to be thinking, talking, and doing according to the word of God. And when I'm doing that, that says that I'm living by faith or trusting God. It doesn't matter what they're saying in the street. If I'm just, I have to trust God or live by faith. It doesn't matter about the reports that are on the news or on social media. I'm just, so I live by faith or the word of God. And again, to live by faith just simply means I'm thinking word. I'm talking word. And when it comes to my choices, I'm doing based upon the word of God. I remember some years ago when as my boys were developing, and I remember when they were coming into being preteens and teenagers, and we had a time at the house, and we still do it to this day, to where I constantly would ask them how their day was, what was going on with you today. Tell me something that was good. Tell me something that was challenging. How, you know, what's going on with you? And they would always tell me different and various things. And so sometimes, based upon what they would tell me, I would tell them, look, next time, consider doing it this way, because the Bible says this right here. And I can remember, as they were growing, sometimes they would just tell me and shrug their shoulders, Daddy, it ain't that serious. Daddy, you know, you going too deep. You know, Daddy, it ain't all of that. But I would rebut and come back at them and say, look, it is all of that, because this is what God expects us to live by. God expects us to think, talk, and do according to his word. And sometimes your flesh may not agree with it, but if it's word, that's what we should live by. We don't ever want to be the type of people that just come to church and hear the word but don't do it. God expects us to hear the word and put it into action. And I think the wonderful thing is my boys are not perfect. I'm not perfect, but I can see them growing to the point to where they hear the word and they strive to put it into action. And what do you call that? Living by faith, or trusting the Lord. So faith is what we should live by. Let's go to Hebrews. Hebrews 11 and 6. Hebrews 11 and 6. Notice it says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. First verse, but without faith, it is impossible to please. Faith is what pleases God. Faith is what pleases God. So faith is what I live by as a just person. Faith, it also pleases God. It's what God accepts. It's what satisfies God. It's what moves God. See, if you live by what celebrities say, that's not pleasing unto God. If you live by what the world fads and trends are doing, that's not pleasing to God. That's not accepted by God. We have to live by faith, because that is what pleases God. That's what's going to cause me to receive heart's desires. Faith is what's going to get me into heaven when I die. Why? That is what pleases God. And finally, same chapter of Hebrews 11, move down to verse number 33. Very important. If we're going to trust God or have faith in him, we need to understand what it is. So faith is what we need to live by. Faith is what pleases God. And finally, Hebrews 11:33 is talking about people who trusted God or lived by faith. It says, who through faith subdued kingdoms, worked righteousness, and this is what we want to look at, obtained promises. Woo! Faith obtains promises. See, God's word are filled with promises for the people of God. And if we are going to obtain or experience or possess the promises of God, we got to live by faith. If I'm going to have the promise of peace in my life, when I'm going through tough times, when the world is chaotic, then I've got to be to the point to where I keep my mind stayed on him. And if I keep my mind stayed on him, he promised that he would keep me at perfect peace. If you don't want to die and buzz hell wide open, you got to possess eternal life. The Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus. So I got to make sure that I repent of my sins and make Jesus my Lord and Savior, so I can have eternal life and I don't have to worry about the consequences of sin. Oh God, there are promises for us throughout the scripture, but if we're going to obtain them, we got to live by faith. And God expects young folk to live by faith, and he wants young folk to obtain his promises. I said he wants us to live by faith, and he wants us to obtain his promises. And one thing about God, when he promised something, you can look for it to happen. Because the Bible says all of the promises in him are yes and amen. That means if we stand on the promises of God, they're going to happen in our life. If I keep bringing God his tithe and bringing God his offering into the storehouse, I can obtain that he's going to open up the windows of heaven, pour me out blessing I have not room enough to receive. I want to obtain the promises of God, so I got to apply my faith. See, the days are over for young folk not living by faith. God got promises he wants for us. And so if we want them again, we got to possess them. We got to go and get it. We can't sit on the seat of do nothing. We got to go and possess them. So when it comes to trusting God, it has to do with living by faith, relying or having confidence. And we've learned today what faith is. Faith is what the just have to what? Live by. Faith also, secondly, we learn. Come on, talk back to me. It's what pleases God. And finally, faith is what we use to obtain the promises of God. Now, in our text, I want you to notice back in Psalm 13 and 5, he says that he will trust the Lord's mercy. And that's what we have to do. Trust the Lord's mercy. Trust the Lord's mercy. When you talk about the mercy of God, it has to do with God's kindness. It has to do with unusual or divine favor. And see, when we're trusting God, we can also expect for his mercy to show up in our lives. Because I'm going to tell you something. I'm not perfect. I don't sometimes cross all my T's and dot all my I's. Sometimes I come up short. And on occasion, I need God to show me some mercy. There are just certain things I can't do on my own. And there are things you can't do on your own. That's when we need to trust in God's mercy. Oh, and it's time for young folk to realize that God got some mercy for us, and we need to trust that he'll release it for us in the time of our need. We need to be to the point that where we understand we can go before the throne of grace with some boldness, and we can obtain some grace and some mercy to help us in the time of our need. God has mercy for his young people, but we have to trust him to release it in our lives. Trust the Lord's mercy. Trust his mercy. When you fall short, look for God to be merciful. When you come up short in how you think, talk, and act, look for God's mercy. What is his mercy? Lord, show me some kindness. Lord, show me some unusual or divine favor. Oh, Lord, as I hit the corner, I got to go a little bit further and show you why we need to trust the Lord's mercy. Because all throughout the scripture, you see men and women of God, they trusted the Lord's mercy. And see, in the day and time we're living in, people are trusting more so what they see than the mercy of God. People are trusting what they hear if it's not connected to God more so than the mercy of God. Young people trust what's on the internet and social media more so than trusting the mercy of God. Let me show you why we need to trust the mercy of God. We're going to look at two verses and I'm going to be done. Psalm 109 and verse 21. Again, we're going to look at two reasons we need to trust the Lord's mercy. Psalm 109:21 reads, "But you, O God, the Lord, deal with me for your name's sake. Notice, because your mercy is good, deliver me. Last verse, because your mercy is good, deliver me. First reason we need to trust the Lord's mercy, because his mercy is good. You ought to tell yourself, God's mercy is good. It's suitable. It's exactly what I need. Woo, I said, God's mercy, it fit. God's mercy fits. God's mercy is suitable. But when he talks about it being good, he also means God's mercy is beneficial. And he goes in detail in the scripture of how good God's mercy is, First Lady. He says that his mercy is able to deliver. Good God Almighty. See, we need to trust the Lord's mercy because his mercy has delivering power. His mercy will protect us. His mercy can prosper us. His mercy can do what we can't do for ourselves. His mercy is good. There are times in my life to where I'm to the point to where I know I can't get myself out of certain situations. And I send up a quick prayer that I often pray to the Lord. Lord, I need you to be merciful. Lord, I need you to be merciful. And you need to start practicing that. When you get to going through things in life that are bigger than you, Lord, I need you to be merciful. Because I understand your mercy is good. Woo, I said your mercy is good. Fear, Lord, is trying to overtake me. Be merciful, Lord. Protect me. Deliver me with your mercy. Bring me out with your mercy. There was a man in scripture named Hezekiah. A prophet came to him and told him he was about to die. And the man of God turned his face toward the wall and began to pray. And God showed him mercy. Boy, the Lord said, look here, Hezekiah, I've heard your prayer. I've seen your tears, and I'm getting ready to move for you. He had mercy on him. God was good to Hezekiah. He said, I'm getting ready to heal you. I'm getting ready to add to your years, and I'm getting ready to defeat your enemies. Good God Almighty, God's mercy is good. Bartimaeus, a blind man, knew how good and powerful God's mercy was. He had been blind all his life, on the street begging, but when he heard Jesus coming by, he lifted up his voice and said, Son of David, have mercy on me. And young folk, it was Jesus who heard him crying out for mercy, and he turned around and said, tell him to come here. And he said, what is it that you want? He said, Lord, that I might see. And the Lord had mercy on him, gave him his sight, and made him whole. And what I love about it, he began to follow the Lord. See, when God shows us mercy, it should cause us to want to seek him more. It should cause us to want to worship him more. There are some young people and grown folk, when God has mercy on them, they'll promise, Lord, if you just get me out of this, I'll change my life. Lord, if you just get me out of jail, I serve you. But time the Lord show them mercy, they go back to doing what they used to do. Time God heal them, they go back to doing what got them sick. But see, we need to learn from Bartimaeus. When God's mercy delivers you, it should up your game. It should cause you to want to worship him more. It should cause you to want to study his word more. It should cause us to want to bring him more offerings just to show him, Lord, we appreciate your goodness. You ought to help me shout out into the atmosphere. The Lord's mercy is good and it delivers. Don't ever forget that. We should trust the Lord's mercy because his mercy is good. It's beneficial. It's suitable. It's just what we need. Sometimes we ask God for one thing, and he don't give us what we ask, but he give us what's suitable. He gives us exactly what we need. That's him showing us mercy. Don't ever be to the point to where we're ungrateful or you're ungrateful for what God does. Just thank him for his mercy, because his mercy is suitable. His mercy is good. And God has been merciful to us. I said, God has been merciful to us. Sometimes I just have to wave my hand and thank God for his mercy. Even when we get to going through different things in our life, it could always be worse. I have come to learn that everything that I go through is purposed for me, and I don't need to complain, because somebody would always love to be in my position. And so things could always be worse in your life, but always thank God for being merciful. Lord, I may not can see out my eyes. You may be blind, but Lord, I thank you that my limbs work. I thank you that I'm not paralyzed. Thank you for your mercy. God's mercy is good, First Lady. God's mercy is good, trendsetters. And sometimes we have to look closely at our life and quit complaining and thank God for his mercy. So that's one reason we should trust God's mercy. It's good. And secondly, in my close, let's go to Psalm 23. Psalm 23. Psalm 23. And let's listen to what David said in verse number 6. Again, we're talking about reasons to trust the Lord's mercy. Psalm 23:6. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days, Lord have mercy, of my life. Let's stop right there. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me, I love this, all the days of my life. Second reason we should trust the Lord's mercy is because the Lord's mercy follows. The Lord's mercy follows. See, it follows those like David who have made the Lord their shepherd, or those who are trusting in him. See, if we are trusting the Lord, you can expect mercy to follow you. Follow in the text has a number of meanings, but one thing I want our young people to remember is that follow suggests connection. Mercy is connected to you when you trust the Lord. And it's not connected to you sometime. But according to the verse, it's connected to us all the days of our life. That means those days that we consider to be bad days, mercy's still connected to us. Those days that you say are Mondays, hey, Monday ain't no bad day. Monday is a good day when you trust in the Lord, because mercy is connected to you. I don't ever let come out of my mouth, I hate Mondays. Got the Monday blue. The devil is a liar. Mercy show up on Monday. Mercy is connected to those who trust the Lord. And see, when you and I get to going through tough times, always remember mercy is connected to you. When you're stressed out on your job, don't just focus on the stress. Always remember, Lord, in the midst of what I'm going through on this job, I thank you that mercy connected to me. Woo, I ain't getting depressed. I ain't considering blowing out my mind or blowing my head wide open. Lord, you being merciful. Lord, you still moving. You still blessing. That's a sign that mercy is connected to me. Always remember, when you trust the Lord, mercy is with you. Now, I don't mind losing certain friends. I don't mind folk leaving me in my life or on this journey. But one person I always want to stay connected to me is mercy. I always want God's mercy to stay connected to me or keep following me. And this is a promise that he made if we trust him. If the Lord is our shepherd, surely goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our lives. I want to encourage young people that are going through things in their life. Seemingly you've been down and out about something, depressed about something, hard on yourself about maybe a choice that you've made. Understand something. God is being merciful to you. God is being merciful to you. And God is being merciful to me. That is a reason to just lift up your eyes toward the hills and realize, God, you still gonna help me. You are being merciful to me. And even though I'm going through something right now, Lord, your mercy is good to me. I'm going to learn from what I'm going through, and you're going to help me to keep moving forward. What is it? That's God being merciful. Some grown folk and young folk get stuck in life because they don't realize they got God's mercy with them. And we've learned that God's mercy is powerful. It'll deliver you. So no matter what you're going through in life, thank God for his mercy. I said, thank God for his mercy. And we should trust his mercy to do exactly what I taught us today. To follow us and to be good to us. His mercy has an assignment for us. All we need to do is make sure that we're trusting him. And to trust him, young folk, means to think, talk, and do according to his word, or live by faith. Faith is what we should live by. Faith is what pleases God. And faith is what we use to obtain the promises of God. Trust God. Trust his mercy. And watch God continue to help you in your life. Amen. Pray with me. Father, we thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for Psalm 13 and 5. We have a choice on today, and we've learned it's best to choose to trust your mercy. One reason we should trust your mercy is because your mercy is good. It's not only good, but it follows us every day, Lord. And so it's my prayer, Lord, that you would help young people, young adults, adults, parents, to trust your mercy. Despite what they're going through, help them to realize that your mercy is suitable. Your mercy, it delivers. And instead of complaining or doubting you, just continue to trust you, and your mercy is going to manifest in your people's lives. And Father, we thank you for Psalm 13 and 5. We give your name glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Certainly thank God for you being attentive to God's word. I want to encourage you to continue to listen to the messages and get them in your spirit, because God's word can change our lives for the better. With that being said, remember, trust the Lord's mercy. God bless you. And until next time, again, God bless you.
Thank you for listening to today's message. Please be sure to stop by Pastor Baker's website. Go to www.jeromeabaker.com. Until next time, remember, Jesus came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. You just need to know the way to go.